You are in tune with your freeform radio station. Oh, by the way, it is 11 p.m. according to the WMFO digital clock. And you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.
It's Saturday night and you're listening to the swinging sounds of bubbles in the think tank. Belinda, the dominatrix of the airwaves, is on the air.
But two of the silliest, the worst of radio programming anyway.
Our ever-embiggening staff is working hard for you.
And when January Fairy makes the scene,
she's sparkly through and through. So set your dial to 91.5 and let us do the rest, cause we've been double-dong daring you since 1990. Bubbles in the think tank on WMFO in Medford Stereo.
Now at 11:04, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's two, yeah, probably only two, of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. It's all the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at. And we have been double-dong daring you since 1990, but we did oh so much before then, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank, coming up in around about probably the midnight 15 hour. It will be time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days. And of course, tonight, it's a free association because, you know, that humidity just kicked me. It kicked me. It's a hard day. A good day, but a hard day. Humidity-ly speaking. Well, I don't know what the word is there, and I don't really feel like thinking about it right now, so I won't. We're going to jump right on into the free association, of course, for those of you not completely in the know. If you're a member of the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group, you get a little heads up on these kinds of days where I say, I can't do anything. We're going to do free association. Put up a little post over there. Everybody throws some words in the comments of the post, and then I put together a show around those words or as many of them as I can accommodate. This one's omnidirectional. Let's just say that, shall we? Okay, we did. Hopefully you'll enjoy it as we begin tonight's free association right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Squeegee, that means take it all in French.
It's a bargain day.
Bargain day.
Half off.
Bargain day.
It's a bargain day.
Hey, folks.
Bargain day.
Hey, folks.
Bargain day.
Hey, folks. Everything's hey, folks.
I met a little gal the other day. She was cute as she could be. I went crazy over her and she's crazy over me. Now I'm half old.
It's a bargain day.
And she's half old.
Son.
It's bargain day.
Half off.
Bargain day.
Half off.
Bargain day.
Half off. Everything's half
Johnny could give, but he couldn't take away. Now he's finding the price he has to pay is his sanity. Johnny, why'd we wait so long? Everybody relied on you. They're gone, you're alone, now what you gonna do? Oh, Johnny, I'd say this wasn't your day. Something just isn't right. We've let up without a fight. I'd say you gave too much with nothing in return. Johnny, I'd say you gave too much with nothing in return. He could always count so high. Never looked down, kept his head to the sky. Some say, what good did it do him? I wish I knew. 4 times 8 equals 32. He helped this many out, this much is true. How can we sit and watch him waste away? The sun may be shining. Something just isn't right. We've let up without a fight. I'd say you gave too much with nothing in return. Johnny, I'd say you gave too much with nothing in return. Johnny could give, but he couldn't take away. Now he's finding the price he has to pay is his sanity. Johnny, why'd we wait so long? Johnny, why'd we wait so long? Johnny, why'd we wait so long?
Professor Zygote still in his secret laboratory?
Yes, he shut himself in there for 5 days working on his new biochemical discovery.
Hasn't he eaten?
No, I tried to slip trays of food under the door, but they don't fit.
There's only one thing that will fit, a package of Carnation Instant Breakfast.
You're right, let's try it.
Professor, we've brought you some breakfast.
How many times do I have to tell you? I don't want any greasy bacon, cold eggs, and soggy toast all squashed under my door.
But Professor, this is different. Just listen to what's in it. Sucrose, sodium silicoaluminate, sodium ascorbate, ferric orthophosphate,
yum, yum.
Riboflavin, pyridoxine hydrochloride.
I never realized how hungry I was.
Give it to me.
Wait, Professor, you have to mix it with milk.
What's that?
Supersaturated homogenized calcium lactose.
Why didn't you say so?
Carnation Instant Breakfast. Lots of delicious flavors. Just mix a package with supersaturated homogenized calcium lactose.
What's that?
Start on your day. Instant Breakfast, and jump along to Buffalo.
Professor Zygo.
My poor feet. denke ich Doppelpunkt. Der Junge macht mir Kummer, ich möchte Punkt, Punkt, Punkt. Dass er mir sagt, Gänsefüßchen, bitte komm mit zu mir. Ja, wann denn? Fragezeichen, heute um Punkt 4. Oh, oh, Ausrufezeichen, es wäre so schön. Ausruf, Ausrufezeichen, Klammer auf, Klammer zu. Oh, oh, Ausrufezeichen, es wäre so schön. Ich in deinen Armen, Gänsefüßchen und Punkt. Heute um Punkt 4, Semikolon, seh ich dich. Du wirst mich abholen, dann machen wir Bindestrich. Du sagst zu mir, Gänsefüßchen, bitte komm mit zu mir. Wozu denn? Fragezeichen, es liegt allein an dir. Oh, oh, Ausrufezeichen, es wäre so schön. Ausruf, Ausrufezeichen, Klammer auf, Klammer zu. Oh, oh, Ausrufezeichen, es wäre so schön. Ich in deinen Armen, Gänsefüßchen und Punkt. Klammer auf, Klammer zu. Oh, oh, Ausrufezeichen, es wäre so schön. Ich in deinen Armen, Gänsefüßchen und Punkt. Gänsefüßchen und Punkt, Punkt, Punkt.
I used my silver spoon at birth for throwing meatballs at my nurse, and much to my regret, I can't mingle with the social set. I used the wrong fork at the Stork of New York. My manners ain't fit for a goop. I'm just a square in the social circle. Who put that fly in my suit? I'd rather go out with a lout to a bout than sleep in a symphony hall.
My feet were killing me, my dogs were barking, I must have fallen asleep where I was parking. And then I dreamed two dogs were talking, take my word. It was the doggonest thing you ever heard. She said,
Mama will bark.
You look so lovely in the moonlight.
Yes, but Papa will bark.
Your eyes are shining like the starlight.
Yes, but Mama will bark.
Your lips are so inviting, darling, give me one more kiss.
Mama will spank.
The night is young and you are here so near.
But Papa will spank.
Please let me whisper in your ear, my dear.
But Mama will spank.
This is the moment I have dreamed of, darling. Oh, what a bliss. I think that I shall never see a tree as lovely as thee.
Take me right home.
I wish tonight would never end.
I know, but Papa will spank.
I'd like to be more than a friend.
I know, but Mama will bark.
You know I'm crazy about you, honey. Give me one more kiss. Give me a kiss.
I really have to go. Mama will worry.
Give me a kiss.
It's getting late. I really have to hurry. Well, just a teensy weensy little one, and then good night.
Give me your paw.
Something inside me says I really shouldn't.
Let me hold your paw.
If it was anybody else, I wouldn't.
Give me your paw.
The way you make me stay out late with you, it just ain't right.
I swear that I shall never see a canine lovely as thee.
Dog, woof.
Take me right home.
I wish the night would never end.
I know, but Papa will spank.
I'd like to be more than a friend.
I know, but Mama will bark.
You know I'm crazy about you, honey. Give me one more kiss.
Say, you the Airedale that's been keeping me daughter out late every night, huh? Well, take that and take that and take that. Hey, hey, oh, 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 oh. Hot dog, woof.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And I'm so glad you're here with me. So glad you're here. As always. So much silliness happening all over the place, especially over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. Always happy to have you with us there and anywhere else you might happen to be with us. Throughout the summer and early autumn, there are a number of local farmers markets where you can buy fresh grown vegetables, fruits, berries, herbs, flowers, honey, and even baked goods. In the WMFO area, we've got the Medford Farmers Market Thursdays from 3 to 7. Somerville has the Davis Square Farmers Market on Wednesday noon to 6. Also Union Square Saturdays 9 to 1. But if you're somewhere else, as chances are pretty good that you are, you can go online and look up farmers markets in your area and frequent them frequently. It's a public service message from all of your good friends here at WMFO in Medford. Thanks everybody for free associating with me tonight. I always appreciate it. It's always a lot of fun to do. Let's turn our attention to one of our own right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Thank you. This is multifaceted reporter Wally Ballou speaking from the offices of two of the nicest guys in show business, certainly two of the most talented, as well as being my employers, Bob and Ray.
You forgot to mention we're also puncturers of pomposity. But never mind. Thank you, Wally, and we're glad to have this chance to talk to some of the people in advertising and broadcasting.
The RAB people suggested, since we've been connected with what we're told are successful humorous radio commercials for some time, you might be interested in some of our thoughts on the subject.
Our commercial business, Goulding Elliott Graybaugh Incorporated, began 10 years ago following the initial success of the Peel's Beer, Bert and Harry commercials.
They were the legendary Bert and Harry commercials, right?
Thanks, Wally.
One of our first jobs was for General Motors Guardian Maintenance through DP Brother Agency of Detroit.
Our association with GM has resulted in nearly 150 Guardian Maintenance commercials since the inception of the campaign.
We had a lot of fun putting together many of the Guardian Maintenance spots, and here's one that stands out as a particular favorite of ours.
What's that sound?
It's the sound of a rumble in the ground.
What a lovely baby, just 1 year, 8 months old. She looks just like her father, without the beard and paint, of course. Oh, has she got a cold? Oh, what a lovely baby. And does she have a name? We're calling her the tube for now. It's just a sobriquet. Must be some obscure saint, of course. Blessed Santa Tubriquet.
You say Ypres and I say wipers. As we dress tube, we dispute diapers. Ypres, diapers, nappies, mittens. Doty doting parents. That's done. She likes Welsh rabbit.
Men
of Harlem.
Lasagna,
reeks of garlic, hamster face, burg, queue. Presto for the fast food. All's through. A child is just a tube, an inner tube to fill with food. A tube, a speaking tube, and then a hush, a sleeping tube. And in this interlude, a tiny tube will dream of food. So you be very shush before again you fill the tube. Is just a child. She stinks of change and charming this tube.
Who wants to know what's cooking? Demanding, boiling, give me rum. But how can you be angry when you conceived in love?
And in
sometimes she
this
gets
interlude,
out of hand,
the tiny
tube
will dream of food.
So you are there.
If I
keeping in and out the window.
I'm
these days. Have you noticed that?
It's a rare treat.
Everybody wants a burger.
Yeah.
Get that hot rod rolling, son, 'cause there ain't no
parking here. Well, up the streets and around the town I drove 100 miles and said, be patient, honey, 'cause a parking spot you'll find. She said I must be in by 12 midnight or look out. But as I went to park again, I heard a policeman shout, now listen, buddy, can't you read those signs mighty clear? You better get that hot rod rolling, kid, 'cause there ain't no parking here. Well, finally I said, hang on this and headed out of town. We'll go out to the country where there ain't no signs around. But just as we were on our way, my girlfriend said, turn back. It's 10 to 12, I must get home, and then I got a flat. Now listen, buddy, can't you read a voice named loud and clear? You better get that tire fixed, my friend, 'cause there ain't no parking here. So here I am without a spare, what am I gonna do? Can't park here, my girlfriend crying, it will be midnight soon. So I took the tire off the wheel and drove home on the rim. Her daddy met us at the gate, says that's the end of him. Now listen, son, you've had all night, don't smooch around my door. You better get that hot rod rolling, kid, and for gosh sakes, don't come parking around here no more.
Christ! Cavemen were here long before Christ, I'm sure of it. I read it in books at the Harvard Library and pictures I seen. Cavemen was around here when they had dinosaurs, those crazy animals. I saw a picture they made of cavemen and how they lived. Women didn't walk, they dragged them by their hair most of the time. And they killed their wild animals they'd eat with clubs. I'm almost positive if you look at an ape today, an ape in the zoo, you'll see a caveman. I'm positive apes were made from cavemen. Well, early cavemen. They walked the same. Christ, you can't call an ape monkey. I mean, I can't. No way I can. They don't have no tails. To me, when I look at them, when I see the pictures Hollywood makes of them, they look like human beings. Like they was human beings at one time. I'm almost positive. You look at an ape, really look at it good. Look at the way it walks and concentrate. Don't be afraid of it. If it looks at you, just look right back. Your eyes will focus and you will see a human being. That's the way I look at it.
Ricky Bates.
This time it's really out of place. Over 1,000 miles in space, they poison the food for the puppy. Good Lord, this is more than cruelty. Although they're trying their best, you know they're making a mess with the Russian satellite. We should be all sent to prison for the dog that they poisoned in the Russian satellite. True Sputnik in disguise, I had everybody hypnotized. Now I am very sorry for the poor little puppy in the Russian satellite. I agree, they have speed and power, 18,000 miles an hour. The invention is out of this world, and the Russians have the secret under control. But they should have some sympathy. It's better that they come to ask for me. If a sparrow too small, they shouldn't talk. Take a chicken hawk, yes. They're trying their best, but they're making a mess with the Russian satellite. They should be all sent to prison for the dog that they poisoned in the Russian satellite. Two Sputnik in disguise had everybody hypnotized. Now I am very sorry for the poor little puppy in the Russian satellite. Afternoon, I want to go with them to the moon. One reservation is bound to be mine. I don't intend to stay behind. Thousands of people book to go. They can't hear Jody Sparrow putting me inside at the engine. Throw out the dead dog and let me in. They're trying their best. They're making a mess with the Russian satellite. They should be all sent to prison for the dog that they poisoned with the Russian satellite. Two Sputnik in disguise had everybody hypnotized. Now I am very sorry for the poor little puppy in the Russian satellite.